Welcome to Media Day from Chehinkama Park Football Field. I am joined by Lily Anderson, a senior golfer for the Huskies, as we get this hour underway. An hour jam-packed of interviews. Lily, how are you feeling today?
Pretty good.
I am more than excited for your golf season. You're a senior this year. Last year had a good season. Let's talk about coming into this year. How are you feeling?
Pretty good. Pretty excited. We got pretty much everybody back, so it'll be super fun. Just love the team.
You do. So how long have you been doing varsity golf?
Since my freshman year.
Great. So this is year four.
Oh, yeah.
Now, we talked a little bit off air. We were talking about the pressure. Like, do you feel any pressure against yourself? What are some goals for you this season?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Just kind of keeping it consistent. I don't know. Keeping trying to get into the 80s, maybe. Mm. Shooting the 80s.
Now, what's your handicap? Okay, anyway, we'll keep it going. I am more than excited to talk to your coach, because I love Coach Ralph.
Oh, yeah.
We talked to him a lot during basketball season. Can you give me a good Ralph story?
Oh, gosh. There's too many.
No, there's not. You got one that's off the top of your head. When your friends ask you about Coach Ralph, what do you tell them?
Oh, gosh.
First thing that comes to mind.
That's so mean. I am so bad.
Well, that's fine. Lily Anderson on air with us on B92.7. We have a jam-packed hour for you as we get coaches in and out. And you listen to B92.7, so you had a request. Do you want to toss it up?
Oh, for sure. I said Levitating by Dua Lipa.
Next up, Levitating by Dua Lipa on B92. Welcome back, Andrew Zimmel, hanging out with you from Chehinkama Park. From Chehinkama Park, it's Andrew Zimmel talking to Coach Ralph right now. Can't hear yourself. Well, that's fine. Can you hear? I can hear you when you talk.
Me?
Yeah, I can hear you. So that's half the battle. All right, let's talk about it, Coach. Girls golf, varsity golf coach. Last year's season, you had one of the best golfers in the state. This year, do you have somebody to fill that hole, or is it going to be a good team effort?
Well, that's a big hole. And not one of the best golfers in the state, but actually the best senior golfer in the state, Annika Lisney. I mean, she was a senior athlete of the year. And then actually in July got the Miss North Dakota Golfer Award. Mm-hmm. So she was legit. Do we have someone to replace her? No, we don't. But I think our depth is even better this year, maybe than it was last year. We were pretty good 1-6. Especially with Annika, you know, shooting the 75 at the one. But I really think that we have, for the most part, I think a deeper team. We have 8 girls right now that we're taking to tournaments. And, you know, I think they're all going to be pretty good. Hallie Miller today, Hal shot 91, finished 8th. As an individual, we were tied for 4th, and then we won the tiebreaker, so we're 4th, which I was very pleased with. I told you off the air, I think we can get 3rd.
Wow.
Which in the EDC, I mean, you got to give Shanley, you got to give Red River, and you got to give Davies one of the top 3 spots always, and then it's the rest of us. And I think this year it's legit. I think we have a chance. Now, we have some girls that have to play better as we go, but I just feel really good about them. I think we got 8 good ones. Like I said, Hal with a 91 today. We had McKenna Kumo with a 98. You know, she'd be the first to tell you, I didn't play very good today. You know, but I think there were 20 girls that broke 100.
Wow.
So she's in the top 20 with a 98. Olivia Hansen, a sophomore, starting her second year in varsity golf, a kid that's really worked hard to be better at golf, and she's figuring stuff out, but, you know, just plagued by that 1-8 that kills your score. Olivia had a 99. Scout Woods had a 102 today, kind of struggled, but, you know, she's got some skill. One of the par fours, number 8 today, just took an iron off the tee and bashed it up there about 80 yards out.
She does have strength. She's going to have the strength for it.
I mean, and that's just when we talked about it, happened to be one of the holes I was on and on the tee box, and she's like, well, I'm going to hit my driver down the hill over there on the right. And I said, well, just hit something straight. And she's going, well, my 7-iron's good. So, you know, she hit 7-iron up there and got about 80 in or whatever. I mean, it was awesome. And that's part of that process they're getting to, where they know how to golf now. It's not just hitting the ball, you know, and they're not there yet, but they're getting there. Claire Langenwalter, her first varsity tournament, she played a bunch as a JV player on varsity last year. Claire really started out hot today, and we thought, all right, she's going to shoot 94 today, and then kind of fizzled at the end. But I think that's kind of to be expected in your first varsity tournament. You start counting and thinking, oh, I'm going to do this, and then things go haywire. But I was really pleased with Claire's 105. And then Lily's 106, you talked to her earlier. She had kind of a rough day, but I think history has shown with Lily, she plays her best at the end of the year.
And so that's when you need it, man.
That's when we need it. We need it on September 26th here at Boise Sioux, and then the following week at Jamestown. And Lily has come through for us the last couple of years. So I feel really good about her. Then we have London Nordic shot a 40 at the JV tournament. Our JVs took third. London was a medalist with a 40. And then we have Ella Graves, who is kind of in that eight spot for us. And, you know, she's right on the edge. Is she going to make it or not make it? But so there's eight girls that I feel like we're pretty strong with. And if you know, one girl has a bad week, another girl's going to step in and take her spot. And it's good competition, and I think it's going to really make us a lot better in the end.
Now, you told me something before we came on air, that if you could pick, or if you could golf at 7 a.m. every day, you'd be good with doing anything else. And now that is a take, and that shows to me that you are a coach that likes golf, which is good.
I love to play golf.
That's great.
I play during the summer, not in June. June is basketball. The days we don't have team camp and stuff, I go play. But in July, I probably played 20 mornings at 7
wow.
o'clock. And, you know, I can buzz around in under 2 hours. And, you know, you'd think I'd be better. I'm not that good. You know, I'll shoot 79 one day, and then I'll shoot 91 the next. But I love to play, and I hope I give that feel to the girls, because I love to be out there, and I think they know that too. But it is, you know, we remodeled our house a few years ago, and Melissa said to me, you know, we'd have a day where the electrician would say, well, I'll be there at 7. He wouldn't show up till 9. Well, then I didn't get to go golf. And she'd say, well, I can tell the days you don't get to golf because you're grumpy all day. So I do. I love to play golf.
Consistency, 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 right? Coach. That's what we look for.
Yep.
Coach Jeff Ralph talking to us about the girls' golf program. And, hey, Saturday mornings, we'd love to have you come in there at some point for the coaches' show. That is going to start on the 26th, and we'll slip you in there at some point, Coach.
I'll be down. Well, I will not be there that day.
That's
26th, I'm gone for a wedding.
Okay, well, that's fine.
In South Dakota, but I will be in every Saturday if you're having it.
We'll slip it in there for you. Yep. Jeff Ralph.
I'll sneak in after I play 18. So it'll be about 9:30. I'll be there.
Love it. Coach Jeff Ralph talking to us. You're listening to B9 2.7. You're home for Wahpeton Athletics. Welcome back. Andrew Zimmel hanging out at Chehinkama Park at the football field for the scrimmage. And with me right now is probably the tongue twister of the night. It's Addie and Hattie from the Wahpeton volleyball team. Addie, how about you introduce yourself first?
I'm Addie. I'm a junior. Probably be playing center this season.
Okay.
I'm Hattie. I'm a senior, and then I'm an outside hitter.
Outside hitter. Okay. Well, we'll start with Addie. So last season for you guys was kind of up and down. You had an entire off season to kind of work on stuff. What did you work on as a setter?
Last season I played a lot of middle.
Okay.
I didn't really set much, so definitely worked on more setting reps and trying to push the ball out farther, stuff like that.
Addie, or Hattie, look at this.
We had a lot of open gyms, and we hit the weight room and leagues. What else do we have?
Camps.
Captain practices, camps. So
is this 4 years for you, playing volleyball in Wahpeton?
Yep.
So what have you seen? What growth have you seen in the program?
I think I've seen us build together, like, as a team more. And especially this year with a new coach, it's been great to see how much the environment in the gym has changed and us grow closer and work together more.
Addie, what do you think of the new coach?
I love her, Dominique. I knew her before she was even hired, but yeah, I really like her.
So when you saw that hiring, you were like, oh, that's my girl. I love it. That's great. I guess the question is, what have you seen that she has done to kind of, you know, as a new coach, come in and just have the locker room buy in?
I think she definitely pushes us, like, harder and farther than, I don't know, what we've been pushed before, I guess.
Yeah?
Yeah, definitely a different style of coaching, and helping us more on like the basics, like making sure we have good form and stuff like that.
Very cool, very cool stuff. Now, when's the first match for you guys?
We go to Bismarck the first weekend of school, so we have like a tournament, and then our first one, I think it's August, the very end of August, that Tuesday.
Okay, yeah. Got you. Yes. So I have a very strict policy. I have an embargo against Western North Dakota. I don't go any further than Valley City. How do you guys feel about traveling to Bismarck for games and stuff? I know states out there, right?
Yeah.
So that's kind of at the end of the day where you would like to go.
Right.
Personally, for me, if it was played on the Mars, I would be more okay going there.
I feel like it's good, like, team bonding on the bus together.
Fun.
And the hotel rooms and stuff.
Yeah.
Anything else? You got anything for me? Okay. Well, let me ask you last question here, Hattie. As a senior, are you leader of the team? How does that feel? That's always a kind of a new shoe to fill.
Right. Good. I think I'm excited to, like, help us keep our energy up during games, because I think that's one of our biggest things, just making sure we have energy and are communicating and hyping each other up. So I'm excited to see that on the court this year.
How do you bring the energy?
Just cheering people up and telling them good job, helping them out when they're struggling. So
I'm excited to cover you guys this year. Addie and Hattie, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
From Chehinkapa Park, it's Andrew Zimmel, and you are listening to B92.7, your home for Wahpeton Athletics. Welcome back, Andrew Zimmel, coming to you LIVE live from Chehinkapa Park for the Wahpeton scrimmage. Right now, I saw Wahpeton just scored a touchdown, but enough about the football team. Let's talk volleyball. It's Dominique Rickles coming in to talk to me about Wahpeton volleyball, and you are filling in for a program that has had up and down seasons in the past. You're coming in from Breckenridge, so coming across the river to try to correct course in Wahpeton.
Yeah, I'm really excited. You know, there's a lot of really great athletes on the team, so it's finding out where they fit in, what makes them tick, kind of the sports psychology of all of it, and maybe moving some girls around into some new positions they might not have played in prior years, but just finding those skill set and seeing where they fit in on our team and taking advantage of that.
Now, I asked Addie and Hattie how it was that you were able to have the team buy in, and it seems like a good group of girls. It seems like a group that immediately was like, all right, yeah, new coach, we're cool with it. But how did you come in saying, like, okay, I'm taking over a program with some juniors and seniors here that might not be as, like, you know, reciprocal, like, as open to taking in a new coach? How did you come in with that mindset to kind of win the team over early?
So many years ago, I went to a basketball camp, and a coach talked about people who are thermometers and thermostats. So you have people that come in and take in the energy of a room, and they can be a thermostat, and they can turn that temperature up and that intensity up, or they can be a thermometer and just kind of buy into whatever's happening in that moment. And I really reciprocated at that, and at the time, I was like an eighth grader. And I was like, I want to be a good athlete. I want to be a leader on my team. So I adopted that thermostat mentality. And it works in team situations, in a marketing job. It works for team situations with coaching. Mm-hmm. So I just always have that, like, okay, here's where our energy's at. How do I bring that up the next level? And how do I identify who my players are on the court who are my thermostats?
I never heard that analogy before, but I'm totally stealing that. That's such a good mindset to have.
It's not mine. I stole it too.
Hey, it is yours now.
Okay.
That's we're attributing it to Coach Rickles now. So you play in one of the hardest conferences in the state, the EDC. When you took the job, did you kind of have an idea of like, okay, you know, this is going to be a process?
So I actually graduated from Fargo-Shanley my senior year. I went there for 1 year. So I do know, and we had a successful volleyball and basketball season for a small school, a school that doesn't have the numbers. So
comparatively?
Yes. Back in 07.
Right. Okay.
I don't know about right now. If they're much bigger, they're busting at the seams out of that high school because it's not a large school. But obviously, the EDC has changed quite a bit. You have Horace, Cheyenne, new schools, new dynamic and diversity. But I don't think the level of play has changed. Mm. You're just more schools, right? And back then, the west side was very good. So it's not entirely new to me. I know what it takes to be successful at the EDC, and I'm hoping I have what it takes to get the girls there, and if they buy in to the program and the culture that I'm trying to bring in and instill in this program, then we will be successful.
What is the goal this year for you guys?
I think it's just to hone in at what we're good at. They have good team chemistry, but a lot of it is ball control. So that's going to be something that we're going to be up against. We need to really improve on that, and then communicating. Like I said, I need to find my thermostats. You know, they're all excited. They all want to learn, but who's going to be the player who has the edge to push us in that fifth match to keep us going while we're tired?
You know, they say that if everybody's moving at 100 miles per hour, it's easier to teach. Because, you know what I mean? Do you feel like you're early in the season, you haven't even done really, like, a tournament yet, you haven't played any games yet, it's only been practice, you're only beating yourself up at this point. Do you feel like these guys or the girls are moving at 100 miles per hour?
I feel like they're moving at the appropriate pace.
Okay.
I mean, they're only going to go as fast as a coach can lead them. They know and understand the basics of volleyball. But volleyball is a complicated sport. Like, back in high school, and I played college basketball, that was my thing. But volleyball gets really underrated because you have six rotations, and that's six different lineups mm-hmm. that a coach and players need to understand. Where are your hitters? On the other side, that's six different rotations, six different lineups happening. So you got new hitters, new talent coming in. So I think it's just finding that form and function. And I had a coach tell me one time that a good athlete has like three different speeds. So like you have to understand how to, when the game requires you to go fast and everybody's flying by you, maybe you slow it down a little bit, change the tempo up. And that was more of a basketball analogy, but I think it translates to volleyball as well, too.
It translates to life.
Yes,
Coach
exactly.
I like that. Dominique Rickles talking to me about Wahpeton volleyball. Coach, am I missing anything?
Just make sure you come out to our home game. Support us. You know, let's get some people in the fans and cheer these girls on.
100%. 100%, Coach. And I'm looking forward to talking to you during the coach's show.
All right. We'll be there.
You're listening to B92.7. You're home for Wahpeton baseball, or golly, Wahpeton athletics. Look at this. It's been a long summer. Welcome back to Chehinkama Park. Andrew Zimmel hanging out with you this afternoon. And in front of me right now is the tennis coach, Amanda Lungsetter. Coach, how you feeling so far? I mean, we're really early into the season. How is the squad look so far?
Looking great. Feeling pretty confident. This boys' season, we have mostly returning players, and our two new players are experienced tennis players. One is an exchange student visiting here from Norway.
Oh, and they play good tennis over there.
Yep. And the other one is a seventh grader, but his brothers and sister are both tennis players as well, so he already knows how to keep score and hit really well. So, yeah, it's pretty exciting to have all these experienced players back, and we actually started on Monday, so we're already a week into practice. Mm-hmm. And I've seen the boys all summer long out on the court and at tournaments and doing clinics. So, I mean, they've been putting in their work and their time, and now we're really grinding. So
there you go. That's what I like to hear. I like when you can come in and kind of already hit the ground running.
Yep, absolutely. And that's what it is this year, and it's been exciting. We kind of had that momentum going for the last few years. So pretty excited. I only graduated one senior last year, and the precedent that he set for how you be a tennis player in our conference, it did really well for our boys, and I think they really took that on. So
see, that's always good too, is when you got a guy that is going to set, you know, a good example for the younger people, and then those younger people turn into upperclassmen, and then they set a good example for, and it just is a constant cycle.
Yes, and I'm lucky that way, because that's how these guys work. The other, you know, and of course the other thing is, like I said, they put in their time this summer. I told them, they, you know, tennis is not a sport you can set your racket down at the end of the season and hope to pick up at the same level. You don't pick it up the same level. And I think these guys, the majority of them, did a good job at making sure they're out there and put in time and effort so that they didn't have to start all over. So,
what are some expectations this year for Wahpeton boys tennis?
Really, one of my biggest expectations is that we are the type that just keep our foot on the pedal. Our season is fast and hard, and because of that, that you can get to the point where you have some burnout. Mm. But we're pacing ourselves well, I believe, and really being supportive of, you know, each player is being really supportive of the fact that we're a small team and keeping in mind that we're playing at the highest level that you can possibly play at. So we're playing, well, there's 13 of us this year, and that's including middle school players, and we're playing schools that have 90 guys come out for the
Wow. Tennis
team. So, yeah, and that's a David and Goliath thing. So we're just kind of keeping our goals forward to, or keeping our goals focused on personal development. We're not worrying about what we can't control. We're worrying about what's right in front of us and what we can do to make ourselves better.
I'm glad you threw that cliche out. It wasn't me. So who is a player that you can circle right now, beginning of the season, you go, okay, this is the leader of my team. This is the person who I feel comfortable being the captain.
Andrew Wateski and Matt Cummings are my captains this season. Both of them have strengths that they're going to bring to their team. Andrew's a very vocal captain. He knows how to lead and direct verbally and with his actions. Matt is very much so a leader by example. He's the one that puts in that extra time on court to develop his skills. And between the two of them, they're really leading these boys the right way. I feel that very strongly. Over the summer, both captains were doing a good job getting the guys out on the court and, of course, you know, keeping them up and keeping them motivated. So,
when's the first meet that Wahpeton fans can come support?
The first meet that they can come support is against Fargo North, and it won't be next week, but the following Tuesday, right before school begins.
Sounds like a plan. Amanda Lungsetter talking to me about Wahpeton boys tennis. Coach, so thank you so much for coming by and talking to me.
Definitely. Thanks for having me.
You're listening to B92.7, your home for Wahpeton Athletics. Welcome back to Chihinkawa Park. Andrew Zimmel hanging out with you this Friday afternoon. And in my seats now, I have two Wahpeton boys tennis. Do you call them players? I guess two tennis players. We got Carter and Chris. Carter, Chris, introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Carter St. Albert.
I am Christopher Cummings.
And you both are seniors.
That is correct.
What is it like being a leader on this team?
Well, you kind of...
Chris?
You gotta help guide people, like, explaining things, doing things, showing them what to do mainly.
Mm-hmm. Now, what time did you guys both start? Were you both starting in middle school or freshman year?
I started playing tennis when I was an eighth grader.
I started around eighth grade, but I picked it up like 2 years ago.
There you go. And your coach just got done talking to me about how you have some middle schoolers on the team, you got some younger guys on the team. What is that like in practice, like kind of just helping a young player develop a little bit more?
It's nice to see them, like, learning and growing get better at the game.
There you go. Are you guys excited for your senior seasons?
I am very excited, yeah.
Very excited? Chris? Now, let me ask you, what are some expectations? Carter, we'll start with you. What are some expectations for the season for you?
Well, our practices have been going very good so far this season, so I hope we can transfer that into our games and hopefully win some matches.
There you go. Chris?
Practices are going well. There'll be some tough matches. Hopefully we can actually get some wins out of it.
I'm excited for you guys this season. Last year, I thought you guys had a really good, like, developmental block, and I think this year you're going to take the next step. Anything else I'm missing here, boys?
No, I think that's it.
You excited for next Tuesday? Not this coming Tuesday, but the following Tuesday. That's the first time you guys have a chance to play at home, right? Something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
I'm excited for your first match. I'll be out there supporting. Wahpeton fans in the area should too. Carter, Chris, thanks so much for coming on, hanging out with me. You're listening to B92.7, your home for Wahpeton Athletics. Welcome back to Chihinkawa Park for this scrimmage between Wahpeton and Sargent County. Right now, hanging out with me are the cheerleading group. Hanging out, it's Hattie and Maddie.
Haley.
This has been a long week, ladies and gentlemen, and it's been an even longer hour. So as we just continue to roll through coaches, introduce yourselves, girls.
I am Hattie Marole. I've been coaching the cheerleading team for 6 years.
Wow.
And this is...
I'm Haley Waxbiler, and this is my first year coaching.
Now, what got you into coaching cheerleading?
Well, I was in cheer for 4 years, and I just loved the team so much, and I had to come back.
Yeah, it's like a fifth-year senior almost.
Yeah, for real. She just graduated last year, so bringing her in.
Well, that's good. You know, it's a familiar face with the squad. What does the squad look like this year?
We have 14 girls out, so they range from freshmen to seniors. So it's a pretty big group. it's a lot of girls and a lot of, you know.
Uh-huh, a lot of girls.
Strong personalities, but hey, it's great. I love doing it. The relationships that I make with all the girls is so fun, and I think I could say that I have a different relationship with all of them, so that's really nice for me, and I enjoy that part of it.
So. That is so cool, and you know, I will say that every single cheerleading coach or like the sponsor, the person who's in charge, at the end of the season, they are very happy that the season's over. So I'm catching you guys at the best time of the year. There's two times, the beginning and the end, and I'm catching you at the beginning. So as you go into this season, let's talk about the thing that I always had the biggest question about. It gets cold up here, and a lot of times I'm in the press box, and sometimes I have a heater, and sometimes they kick me out, and I'm sitting in the blizzard with the fans. What is that like on the sidelines?
It really sucks. I'm not going to lie. It sucks. No, you have, like, three pants on, three shirts, all long sleeve. It is bad, but you make the most of it. It makes it fun as well, too.
It's really hard to get excited for a touchdown when you can't feel your toes.
Yep, I
understand that.
I mean, Haley hasn't had the coach aspect yet. I mean, at least they get to move around.
Yeah.
When I'm sitting there, I'm, like, wrapped in a blanket, plus wearing all those clothes, and I'm like, I might just get up and cheer with you because I can't stay warm.
Yep.
But, yeah, it's fun. Yeah.
So have you talked to any of the players yet? Do you have any idea how the team's going to do, or does it matter for the cheer squad? No matter if they win or lose, you guys have to have some fun.
As a cheerleader, I think we always just try to keep it uplifting, no matter if you're losing or winning. That's what a cheerleader is there for. So I encourage the girls to cheer the entire time. I mean, if you're down by 40, you're still going to cheer because that's what you're there to do. So it's sometimes hard. You don't want to pick the cheers that are like, we're number one, because probably not during that game. So you just really have to pick those out.
I hope we don't have a lot of those this year. That's all I'm going to say. All right. Thank you guys so much for talking to me, and I look forward to seeing you on the sidelines.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Be sure to cheer along with the Wahpeton Cheer Squad. For B92.7, I'm Andrew Zimmel. You're listening to Hits from 2K and Today. Welcome back, Andrew Zimmel, hanging out next to the Wahpeton scrimmage as we have another student athlete hanging out with us, and it's Autumn Benedict, the senior cheerleader for the Huskies. And Autumn, how are you feeling about the year? Are you feeling excited to get back on the sidelines?
Yeah, really excited, actually.
That's great. Now, I asked you beforehand off air, I said, are you a nice cheerleader or a mean cheerleader? Are you a nice witch or a mean witch, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that you said that the entire squad seems like nice girls,
yeah.
Which is good. That a lot of teenagers scare adults.
Yep.
What's your favorite part of being a cheerleader?
I just like the atmosphere. Like, it's more of like a sisterhood. Mm. I like the sisterhood.
Are you a single child?
No.
No. So you have actual siblings?
Yes.
Do you have actual sisters?
Mm-hmm.
What sisterhood is stronger bond, the cheerleaders or the actual sisters?
The ones I get to pick.
Oh, I like it. I like it. So I was talking to your coaches, and I was asking, what do you do when it's so stinking cold? Because I have been in the blistering cold.
Yep.
I cannot imagine it's easy cheering when it's 40 below. What do you do as a cheerleader? What's the mindset?
I want them to hurry up. I really do. I'm like, can we just stop pausing it every 4 seconds?
Yeah. No more throws. Don't throw the ball anymore.
Let's
Everybody just run. I love it. What is your favorite memory being on the sideline for the Huskies?
Everything.
I don't know.
I've done a little bit of everything. I've based, I've flown, I've done quite a bit.
Okay.
So I like a bit of everything.
Very cool, very cool. Now, as a senior on this squad, what is it like to kind of take some of the younger girls under your wing, some of those new cheerleaders that joined the squad?
I take a lot of, experience that I've had from my older seniors. So I took a lot of what they did for me,
mm-hmm.
and I'm trying to give it to them.
Do you have anybody in particular that you remember like being a good older sister or big sister in like the sisterhood of cheerleaders?
Haley, actually.
Okay. That's kind of cool. That
mm-hmm.
is cool. What's it like having her back on the sidelines helping you guys out?
I love it. I was really upset the last game that we cheered together, and then she told me that she was going to be assistant coach, and I said, that's perfect.
I love it. Autumn Benedict hanging out with me on the sidelines. I don't see you cheering for the scrimmage. Not a big enough game, huh?
We normally just, this is just the media day, so we just
got you.
Hand out stuff, and not all of us are here today.
Yeah. No, it makes sense. It's only a scrimmage, right?
Yeah.
Autumn Benedict, thank you so much for hanging out with me. You're listening to B92.7, your home for Wahpeton Athletic. Welcome back, Andrew Zimmel, hanging out at Media Day for the Wahpeton Huskies. And across the table from me now is Coach Larry Lash, hanging out, the head boys and girls cross-country coach for the Storm. Coach, how you feeling about your squad?
Well, we had our couple team meetings here, the fall sports information meetings, and got a lot of the kids back I was hoping would come back. So last year, our girls finished the highest they ever finished at sectionals. We run on the Minnesota side, and our boys were right in the middle of the pack.
Okay. Now, we'll start with the boys, and then we'll move over to the girls. So is it hard to convince guys to come out and run?
Okay, here's what I found out over the years. Everybody loves football.
Yeah.
All right? But I got a couple of my two of the better runners from years past played football in junior high, but they stopped growing. And they came for cross country, and they absolutely loved it. So with the boys, sometimes they get them out in 7th or 8th grade, but then they decide they want to play football, and other kids started in football and come run cross country. So I never know who I might get. And I get a few kids that just, you know, I get them year after year after year.
Yeah.
Something different in my sport, I see the 7th graders at practice. So if I get a kid out in 7th grade, they're with me for 6 years if they stick it out.
Wow. Have you had a lot of those guys?
More girls than guys. Like I say, a lot of the boys, sometimes they don't start until they're freshmen in high school. So, but yeah, I've had kids. I've had 6-year runners.
I absolutely despise cardio, and I still do. but I did do a cross country meet in high school, and it was a good event. It was fun to hang out with the cross country guys. The guys always seem like a fun group. Is that how it is for the Storm?
You know, yeah, absolutely. One of the comments I get from a lot of parents, their kid might have played basketball or does play basketball, or maybe played volleyball, and then switched to cross country. They say cross country is not as cutthroat. I don't want to say caddy for the girls or clicky or anything like that, but even the slow kids, they still do as much work as the fast kids, and I think the fast kids appreciate that. Okay, they're not as fast as me, but they work as hard as I do.
Gotcha.
So I think the kids have that mutual respect, and yeah, they kind of get to be a community. The kids who finish first will go back out in the course and cheer on your teammates who are still pushing up from behind.
Got it. Now, do you go out there and run with them at all?
I do a little bit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You set the pace?
No, not anymore.
So you've been with this team for 6 years? Is there 7 years?
Okay, we've co-op now with Breckenridge. This is our 7th year to co-op.
Gotcha.
Actually, no, our 8th year.
8th year co-op. That is something. Now, switching over to the girls, you said that you have a lot of new girls that are on the squad?
Well, last year we had one senior who graduated, Rachel Gowan, and then my next top runners were all 8th graders.
Gotcha.
So we have a really young girls team, but we lose Rachel, and she was like my number one runner. But my number two runner, Kira Wurtsema, beat Rachel a couple times, so she has the confidence to go out there and lead the pack. We've got Aubrey Bozen, who's another, she's just an 8th grader this year. She was a 7th grader last year. She was a top runner. You just had Autumn Benedict on the radio
for
cheerleading. Her sister, Jasmine, is a good cross-country runner. Just going to be a freshman this year. So,
wow.
So we have a very promising girls program coming up, and you never know who you're going to get in junior high. Like you said earlier, sometimes girls are awfully good when they're 13, 14 years old.
Yep.
And you don't even know it till you see them race a few times.
That is true. Now, is it possible for people to come out and support, like watch the cross-country meets? Does that happen a lot? Or
yeah.
Is it more?
In fact, we have a home meet here on September 1st.
Thursday
afternoon. And a lot of parents are surprised. They think, like, a track meet, I can just put my butt down in bleachers and the kids run around me. Cross country, you got to get out there. You got to move around the course.
Yeah.
Our course, though, is really user-friendly.
Now, where do you run?
At the back nine of the Boise Sioux Golf Course.
Okay. That is a good one. Normally, you got, you know, in some cases, you're not running around a golf course. We'll put it that way.
Right.
It's a lot
easier
to move around a golf course than it is other situations.
Yeah, we go to one golf course, and it's a big loop. So if you're not on one side, you miss the other side.
Yeah.
Our golf course, I kind of snake the route, so they kind of go by. You could stand in one spot and just move a little bit and see the kids go by like 4 times.
That's great. Larry Lash talking to me about boys and girls cross country for the Storm. Coach, got anything else for me?
Let's see here. We're coming back from our girls had their best finish ever last year. So we're excited for the girls' season to get kicked off. And for the boys, we got Luke Baumgartner, Noah Berge. It's Troy Burnt, just 8th grader. I never ran a 7th grader varsity in cross country in the boys until last year. So, yeah, we have a young team this year. Just a few returning seniors and a whole bunch of underclassmen. So
very cool. Young and unproven, but, hey, that sometimes makes the best type of teams.
I don't know if your radio audience knows, but you're wearing an 87 Twins hat.
I am.
I already got, you know.
Thank you.
I wish the Twins would have beat the Dodgers here in one of those games, but.
We could go on and on and on about the Twins and Dodgers. 10 straight losses to the L.A. Dodgers.
Yeah,
Can you believe that?
Started way back in what, 65 with that World Series. And
Larry Ladd talking about the Storm. Thanks so much for coming by, Coach.
Hey, thanks, Andrew.
You're listening to B92.7, your home for Wahpeton Athletic. Welcome back. The scrimmage just wrapped up, and with us right now is Athletic Director Mike McCall. How's it going?
Good. It was a great night. Nice night for football, and it was a lot of fun.
Nice and cool. That's what I like about it.
There was a nice little breeze, yep, and we had a good turnout, good crowd. I want to thank our new sponsor, or new partner, should say, Essentia Health. They've come on board, and we'll be doing our athletic training services as well as providing anything resources we may need in the classrooms, things like that. So it's going to be a great partnership, and they serve free food tonight. They purchased our yard signs for us, and they just did a great job just coming out and providing a lot of freebies and stuff for people, and it's good to see.
It's a good partnership. That's what we like to see.
It is a great partnership, and we're excited to have them. And best part is we get to keep our athletic trainer, Chantel Shute.
Oh, see, that's what we like to see, too. What are you most excited about as the school year begins, Mike?
You know, it's just everything is getting back. Monday, we'll have everything in full swing. Cross country starts Monday, swimming starts Monday, volleyball starts Monday, and then all the fall activities are in full swing, and it's just getting back to we'll call it normal.
That's what I was going to say. We're about 2 years out from COVID. Does it feel a little bit more normal?
Everything's getting a little more normal every year, and being able to do this again tonight, last year we weren't able to do it with Sargent County because, they were in a different division and our weeks didn't match up, and 2 years ago was COVID related, and it's been 3 years since we've done this, and it's great to do it again, and we're glad that we could get back to it.
It's great to kind of hit somebody that's not your own team, you know what I mean? That's what I like to see the most.
Oh, absolutely. So we're looking forward to it, and if you want to take a minute here while he's finishing up, I'm just hollering Gilby over here. I'll let him take over.
Mike,
thanks for coming.
Mike, it was great talking to you.
Great
Thank
talking
you.
To you.
Gilby, you tried to sneak away from me. Come on, all the love I give you, and you're trying to sneak away. How does it feel to have the football season back, Coach?
Really good. I thought that everybody, coaches included, needed to work off a couple of a little bit of rust and get rid of a few jitters or whatnot, and go against some full speed competition. And I was happy with what I saw. Really was. It's always fun to get out and do it for the first time and hit a different color. That's for sure.
I missed the entire scrimmage. I've been talking to coaches all day. Give us a 30-second rundown of the scrimmage. It was scripted for you. Who do you like? Who do you didn't like?
Yeah, we tried to script it as much as possible. I thought that we made some pretty explosive plays once we were able to figure out what they were doing defensively. Of course, we're not going to scout anything like this. We have no idea what they're going to run defensively. But I thought that it took us a few plays in that first series with the varsity to kind of figure out what they're doing defensively. As well as I do, our offense is predicated on reads. And if we can't scout those reads, then it's going to be tough. And I thought that we made a couple of poor reads right away. But then after we kind of got settled in, I thought that our reads were a little bit better.
Who do you got in your center?
Under center right now is Josh Beyer.
Okay.
Our varsity center is Josh Beyer. He's a 2.5-year starter, I guess I would call him. And we've got a pretty good group of old linemen coming back. We bring back a lot of guys that have a lot of varsity experience up front. So you might see us toting the ball a little bit more than throwing it this year.
Wow.
It's a possibility. We'll see. So
that's a change of pace for you, Coach.
It's a little bit of a change, yes. We're still going to rely on the RPO game. We may not just rely on the drop back pass game quite as much, because we've got some athletes that I think can run the ball. And, of course, we've got those guys returning up front that have a ton of varsity experience. So I think we're going to rely on them quite a bit.
So who's handing the ball off? Who's your quarterback?
Bo Arnstein right now is our number one quarterback.
What impresses you?
Well, we moved him from slot receiver to quarterback. And the reason we did that is because he's so dynamic. I mean, he is a dynamic athlete. He's tall. He's lean. But he can run like the wind. He's going to make people miss. So we're going to rely on him to run the ball quite a bit from the quarterback position. And hopefully that gives defenses fits, because not a lot of times a defense is going to be able to dedicate a guy just to the quarterback. And if they dedicate a guy just to the quarterback, then we got to give it to Trey Malk and we got to give it to Caden Kappas. So.
Love me some Trey Malk. You know how big a fan I am of Trey.
I love Trey.
Now, you're a defensive guy too, Coach. You know what you're doing on the defensive end. How does that feel on that side of the ball?
Good. We got a new defensive defensive coordinator this year, Cale Peterson, and we're changing the defense up a little bit. We're going from a 4-3 to a 3-4, and so far things seem to be running fairly smooth. I think the one good thing about tonight was that we got live looks. Yeah. That's what we needed. Coach Peterson hasn't called defense in probably, I think he said, somewhere in the neighborhood of a decade or 11 years, hasn't called defense. So it's a little bit new for him. So he's working out some kinks as well. And so far, I think that we've done pretty good. We're going to dedicate ourselves to stopping the run, and hopefully we can get the ball back to the offense and put up some points. So
2 full weeks until you got a game, Coach. Yeah. Do you need those 2 weeks, or could you feel like you could play today?
Oh, I think we can play at the end of next week. I think we'd be ready to play at the end of next week, absolutely. But we're going to take our time installing some things, make sure that we got things where we want them, and basically in the next 2 weeks get the hay in the barn. So.
Well, I'll come visit you at practice if you come visit me on the coach's show.
Sounds good to me.
Loved it.
Sounds good to me, buddy.
Wade Gilbertson talking to me. Thank you so much, Gilby.
Oh, yeah, thank you, buddy.
And that is going to wrap up our coaches. Smorgasbord had a ton of coaches from Wahpeton coming up, wrapping up our media day. Want to thank all of the coaches for coming in, taking some time. And remember, the Coaches Show begins in 2 weeks, Saturday, 9 a.m. Coaches Show presented by Giant Seeds, the official seeds of the Minnesota Twins. That's going to do it for us this afternoon. And make sure you go to kbmwnews.com for a podcasted version of all of the interviews.